all runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, quite just feeling got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on boom. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we're making it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
Yes, I am. Yeah. know, every time I hear that song, you know what I envision? Like some really underground 60s cheesy cult movie, like the kind I love. And it's like some straight square guys going into an underground club where like people are half naked with body paint and they're like just rocking out and that's playing.
That's another cool place. Let's go.
I know. Right? I want to go there too. Hi.
Hello. We're live.
We are live. Welcome back, Punks and Parkas.
Yep.
Well, welcome, but welcome back to us in the booth.
Yes.
It's been a weird few weeks.
It has.
We're sorry. So like last week, I oopsied haircut scheduled for myself. What was the week before?
Something.
We don't even remember.
Yeah, I think you weren't feeling good? No. Or was I not? No.
Whatever. We weren't here for 2 weeks.
I think I was on call.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. You were on call. So we pre-recorded 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And we're going to pre-record next week.
Yes, because next week we're going to be in London. So.
We're going to be in London. It's here.
Yeah.
Talk about exciting.
Very exciting.
Like, we leave on...
Monday morning.
Bright-eyed. We'll be leaving the house like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
London, 24 hours later.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. So anyway, we're here now.
We are.
We got a great show.
Yep.
That you did most of it. It was so funny. You're like, I started a show set list. I'm like, sweet. I'm on vacation. I'm going to plow this out. I got 2 songs on, got distracted, and then I looked again later, and you'd finished it. So it's like a Daniel Amanda sandwich, but it's like the thin Oreos.
Yeah, it's like...
Because the middle is like really thin.
It's like you have a really thick top
cookies.
And bottom, and then a really,
really tiny little bit of cream in the middle. That's me. Yeah, so thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I do.
I think you enjoy doing the set list, though.
I do.
Yeah.
It's next week's going to be fun, too. Next week's show.
Yeah, you've planned next week as well.
Yeah, it's done.
It's Daniel's show now. I just, I'm a board
operator. She's my guest.
I'm your board operator.
Yeah.
Because you haven't learned yet.
I learned it. That was about 3 years ago.
That was a while ago. It took me a while to get back into the swing of it. Yeah, and you only did it once or twice, right? Without me.
I think so, yeah.
Takes a bit of time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yep.
We'll get you back here. And then I could really do nothing.
Sometimes I'll be back there. Someday.
Someday. So yeah, we got that's an opening, man. That whole opening, I love it. That's like old school Punks and Parkas show vibe right there. First it was the Sonics, who I love with the witch. The Cramps with the most exalted potentate of love.
I think so.
Potentate of love. And again, Evil Hoodoo by the Seats.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, this whole show is kind of like that vibe, that same kind of vibe. So.
That kind of underground, it's, I want to say, rocko, psychobilly, garage, rock kind of thing.
I was going more B-horror movies.
Yeah. And then I go and throw Beck in the middle, so sorry.
Oh, well. That's what you get sometimes.
That's what you get. That's the cream.
You have
the
slow, and then all of a sudden there's an unexpected little hiccup, and then right back in.
Hiccup. It's very accurate.
Beck's
though.
Not a hiccup.
I know. I heard it, and I was like, this song is great. I haven't heard this song in a while, so on the list it goes.
Yeah.
We should play some of these great tracks.
Yes, we should.
We should. So... We're going to jump right in with a little link, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's do it.
You're a we checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean, I'm sailing every day, there's just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to prayer every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched the riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. They'll stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, 'cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt could bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. 'Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something we'd say, he wants to go and do you in, 'cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. Sit around at home and watch this thing begin. But I'll bet there won't be many left to see it really end. 'Cause a fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. Unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Shocked, but you picked it.
I know. That was cool.
That was great. This is Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
This is Captain Dan.
Ahoy, mateys.
I'm Penny Lane.
Yes, you are.
And that was the Gun Club.
Yeah. Pew, pew,
pew. Yes, I did air guns. You can't see it. But I'm doing the air guns. So you wanna walk us through what you picked and we played?
We started that off as Hidden Gems by Link Wray.
Awesome track.
And then we played Trouble Every Day by the Mothers of Invention.
So good.
King of the Sea, Shannon and the Clans.
I love that name.
That is a cool name.
That's awesome.
You're Gonna Die by Destroy All Monsters.
Very pleasant.
And Ghosts on the Highway by the Gun Club.
The Gun Club. Pew, pew, pew. You gotta do
pew, 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 pew,
the air, the finger guns pew, 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 when you do pew, that. Pew, 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 pew. So welcome to the show.
Yes.
Daniel's programmed a very psychobilly type show.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, well, I'm about to throw it off kilter really quick.
Oh, yeah, we got a couple of tracks to go, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, how's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah?
How's it going with you?
Good. I'm a ball of, like, nervous energy.
Yeah.
But it's good, because we leave on Monday.
Yes.
So, it's first time flying anywhere big since the pandemic. I flew to London, I think, like, right before the pandemic started.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah, we went, my friends and I went in October, and I think that November was when rumbling started.
Yeah.
And I remember we were talking, like, we were lucky, because we were thinking of pushing that trip back.
Yeah.
So, just very lucky that we went when we did. Haven't gone since. Haven't done much because of COVID.
Yeah.
But things are opening up.
Yes.
People are traveling like crazy.
Yeah, I got a few Facebook friends and Instagram friends that are just all over the world right now.
Right? It's nice to see. Like, it makes me happy. I mean, yes, we're still in the pandemic. Yes, you still need to be careful.
Yeah.
I have friends who are going traveling and coming home and self-isolating for as long as they can, which I'm assuming we're going to try and do as well, as much as we can. I mean, you still have to go to work and whatnot, but we'll probably do some testing, make sure we're okay.
Yeah.
But it feels like things are slowly getting back to normal.
Yes.
I actually saw my doctor this week and got my fourth booster, which knocked me on my ass again. It was so funny. I'm kind of like, oh, well, I don't work tomorrow, so I'll be okay. She's like, the fourth isn't as bad. And I was like, oh, sweet. So what do I do the next morning? I go to the mall, I'm shopping, and halfway through I'm like, oh.
I need to go take a nap.
I'm going home. You came home, I was curled up in bed, like just. Yep.
Blanket on her and just.
Was not in a good headspace, but it was a good thing to do. And speaking of, she was telling me how probably come this fall, they're going to start implementing akin to flu shots, right?
Yeah.
With the COVID vaccine. So, you know, they're going to try and determine the variants that are going to be populating and shoot us up with that. Yeah. So that's the new normal, I guess.
Yep.
Anyway.
Ooh, well, what can you do?
What can we do? Be safe.
Yep.
I'm on vacation.
Yes.
You're on vacation next week, so.
That's right.
I'm on vacation for 5 weeks.
What?
I know.
That's insane.
Don't come at me, people. I pay for it, okay?
Yeah, she pays for it.
I pay for it out of my own wallet. But yeah, I'm on.
Yeah.
We're going away. We're coming back. I'm going to spend some time with Hunter before he goes to school.
Yep.
Speaking of Hunter, he is at the Teenage Head Show tonight.
What?
I know. This kid, I get, you know, when he gets older, he's going to be like, damn, I led a really cool teenage life.
Yep.
London, freaking teenage. I haven't even seen Teenage Head.
I don't even know who they are. No, I've heard of them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You're aware. Hunter's dad is an old punk rocker, so he's a lot into this stuff. And he's taking Hunter to his first punk rock show.
That's cool.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
My boy's growing up. Anyway, speaking of fun things to do, next week, we're not going to be here.
Yeah.
But that should not stop you from going down to the Goodwill
yes.
on the 25th yep. for another, oh God, Red River City Soul Club? I say it every time like I'm Soul Club. Like I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, go check out Maude Marty and his spinning the tunes.
Those crates of 45s, I'm telling you, it's like, oh. But yeah, he's going to be doing his thing.
Yep.
I've heard it's somebody's birthday, not Marty's,
no,
but a friend, Jimmy. So if you know Jimmy, you know, if you know Jimmy, you know Jimmy. It's his birthday, so go down and wish him a happy birthday.
Yep.
We're going to send wishes from across the pond,
yes.
but we won't be there. But definitely please go and support the Red River City Soul Club. Marty's
yep.
doing this awesome thing. He'd like to get it, I don't want to say more regular, but bigger, get more guests in, possibly more on more frequent.
Yeah.
So go show some support. It's free.
Yep.
Go listen to some great tunes.
Go
Marty has
some,
the best tunes.
Listen to some cool tunes, get some drinks,
yeah.
some food.
Yeah, Goodwill's yeah. awesome.
Yep.
Good crowd. Great place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
Let's see what else. I don't know.
We are so hyper-focused on this trip, I think, that like
yeah.
everything's kind of, I don't want to say falling to the wayside, but we definitely have blinders.
Yeah, because we got like Abbey Road next week. We got Stonehenge.
We have so much cool stuff planned. What? Okay, so last time you were like Stonehenge is high on your list. What else?
Abbey Road.
Yeah.
The big clock thing.
Big Ben?
That's the guy. The Big Ben guy?
The Big Ben guy. You know what I'm really looking forward to? We got this thing called the London Pass, so it gets you into a bunch of different attractions. If you're going to a city like that for an extended period of time, it's always more beneficial and cost-efficient to get these passes. One of the things that it has is a on-off boat tour for
yeah.
a day, which I remember doing the last time I was there, and it was amazing because it's a great way to see London and just chill.
Yeah.
And the boat just takes you all the way to Greenwich and back, and you see all the sights, and there's guided tours on the top. It's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And we got to find the big Lego store, too. The
we
new Lego
do.
Store. Yeah.
There's a life-size Aston Martin in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just opened that, or reopened it,
yeah.
what, a week or two ago?
Yeah.
So much, dude.
Yeah.
I just watched the Princess Diana documentary, too. So
yeah.
I'm a little royal obsessed. I always was since I was a kid. So, yeah, it'll be neat. We're going to try and go to Harrods.
Yeah.
You know, see all that kind of stuff. And I'm just happy to be there, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, that's all. I might be, like, just starstruck and, like,
just like
and awe. You know, just like, ooh.
It's weird because, especially for us, like, we don't live in a very big city.
No.
Winnipeg's a fair size, but yeah. it's, like, what's our population? It's not even a million.
No, I think it's, what, maybe 800,000?
Yeah, so you got to think, like, that's, and then we go to a city that is about the size of Winnipeg,
yeah,
probably, but millions of people, like it's, and old,
yeah,
England, you old, like we just don't have that history.
No,
here.
We don't.
So it's yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's like we go outside the city. The oldest thing outside the city is like 100 years old, 200 years old,
yeah.
100 and something.
I think that blew my mind last time we went because
yeah.
the two girls I was with were huge history buffs, so we were doing a lot of the history stuff, and I'm like, stuff is thousands of years old.
Yeah.
Like we don't have that here. Like
yeah.
it really kind of hits you the difference in like old world and new world, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's gonna be fun.
Yep.
I would say if you want to meet up for drinks or dinner or anything with us, we'll probably post on our Instagram where we'll be.
Yep.
In the area. We're keeping things pretty loose in the evenings, so we'll see
yeah,
if we can meet
us a
up.
Message. We'll
yeah, see if we can meet up for a pint somewhere.
Yep.
We are game. As long as Hunter can get into the bar, we're fine. If not, we'll just chain him up to the fence.
Yeah, I was going to say, get one of those little kiddies, those kid
harness with
harnesses.
A leash.
Yep.
Just a bowl of water and tie him up. He'll be fine.
He's a bowl of water and a piece of bread.
As long as he's got Wi-Fi, he'll be entertained.
Oh, yeah, it's all he needs.
So, should we get into music?
Yes, my phone just went to sleep here, so I got to
okay.
figure out what we got to play next.
Well, we got one more song from you, and then I go and ruin it with two songs. But that's
oh, yeah,
okay.
How about the King Kong and Barbecue Show?
I love them. This is Zombies.
I don't give a fuck what you're doing to me. There ain't no reason why I'm going to set you free. Yeah, I don't
Somebody help me, please.
'Cause I've been lonely.
town. And my Chevrolet Terraplane going round and round and round. Come a little gabarit. Standing in a hurricane. Your brains are born like a refugee. From a house that's burning. And the heat waves calling your name. She's got a cactus crown. With a dot, dot, dot on her brow. And she speaks inside a cloud. With a countenance turning around.
Thank you.
We're done.
Everyone have a great week.
Yep.
We'll have a pre-recorded show for you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys all next week while we're in London. See you guys.
All right, have a great weekend. Take care.
Yep, see ya. Bye. Calling me.